What is that? I shouldn't be scared of that noise? Why? It's not the sound of a wolf.
No.
What is it, the sound of?
A car.
Of a car? That sounds like any car I ever heard. It's not the car's engine, is it?
No.
What is it? It's honking.
Okay.
You know the horn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I think Fergie's a little scared.
No.
No? So tell me what this is. What are we going to do with this? You don't know. Can you talk a little louder because I can't hear you soon?
Why?
I can't hear you.
Why?
So whispering, sister.
Do I know how to do that like me?
Do I know how to do that like you? I don't think so.
Do
you know how to do that like me? I don't think I would do that like you. Because I might break the remote control. Gently. You have to take that away. Don't. Listen, if we break this remote control, you know what happens. But we can't use that Sesame Street car track. The car won't go. The pole could even be broken and it would be such a shame. Because you wake up to it.
Yeah,
or don't.
Yeah.
You don't. What are you doing? Do you want to tell me about this picture of Pinocchio?
No, read the story. Yeah.
I should read the story for Samuel?
Please.
Please, oh, that's a nice one.
Please.
Samuel knows how to use that word very well, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's a cat blue.
A cat's blue because the person who painted the cat did it blue.
Why?
I don't know, because sometimes when people want to paint something really black, they paint it with a little bit of blue in it. So I guess the cat's fur was really black, like Max's. I guess that's right.
I want to do that like me.
Yeah. Sweetie, I'm not magic like you. I don't know how to do these things. That's it. Is that it?
No.
What do I have to do?
Have you in them?
does if I squeeze that
one. We just fall down, we please.
Okay,
oh,
so. You're just too clever. Is Sonia clever or silly?
I love you.
Sonia, are you clever or silly?
Clever.
You are? Are you a clever boy?
Yeah.
What can you do, clever boy?
Make her into.
What can you do? What's your mama? What's your mama? What can you do? What's your mama?
Wow, that's not right.
That's not right. Bummer. See, I told you. I'm just not as clever as you are. I'm just the cleverest.
That's me. This one's completely me. Hey, Vic. How to pick these books up.
You pick the books up? Yeah, pick them up first. That's a good idea. Put them back in their place. What's the orange juice squeezer doing there?
Oh.
I have a favor to ask you.
What?
Do you please go to the bathroom and get me some tissue to go to the nursery?
Okay.
Thank you. Are you in there?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't reach him. So you don't climb up on top of things. Okay, put that back in the kitchen then, okay?
In a sink?
No, put it in the cabinet, in the cupboard. Get the other part of it.
Está como permanentemente desenfocado. Yo no veo. No son problemas de batería. Es que ni siquiera puedo ver el record.
¿Qué es el record?
Thank you.
your hand, please. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Look it up. What else could you do if you're happy and you know it? Wiggle your nose.
What?
Wiggle your nose. Look. Shake your head. If you're happy and you know it.
Clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, something else. If you're happy and you know it, wiggle your fingers. If you're happy and you know it, tickle your chin. Any other ideas? Mine aren't working. What about your ideas since you're clever?
Nothing.
Nothing, no. You're happy and you know it, tickle some of you?
No.
No. You're happy and you know it, read Pinocchio?
No.
If you're happy and you know it, read Pinocchio. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, wiggle some ears here.
No.
Pinocchio.
But what I need to pick up?
You need to pick up. Still, you're still picking up. Oh, what a industrious little boy. What is that?
A juice.
A piece of paper? Papà. Why don't you give this to Papà? Okay?
Ah,
è tuo?
Oh, sì, sì, è tutto mio. No. No, questo non lo devo fare, questo non lo tiro ora.
Why
don't you put it in the newspaper plate? The newspaper, the place where we put newspapers. Papà will show you where it is. It's right by him. Where? Look up. Look by the soap. Look by the couch. Look by the couch on the floor. Over there by Papa. No, Papa, show him where the newspaper.
Yeah, no.
Okay. What else are you picking up? That book. Put it on the shelf. You were being silly. I thought you were clever. You're being silly. Let's go get some coffee. Mr. Samir, you ready? Samir.
I like this page.
Why do you like that page?
Because I like it.
What does it have in it?
A shark.
A shark? What's that shark doing?
No, that's not a shark. It doesn't look like a shark.
It doesn't look like a shark. You're right. It looks more like a whale. You're right, it doesn't look like a shark. Huh? Samir, you know what I was thinking about in the kitchen? Your favorite nursery rhyme. You think you still remember?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'll say part of it and then see if you can say the rest of it.
Papa, the mice.
The mice, exactly. Listen, let's see, how does it go? Six little mice.
Pussy bears, pet, and sleepy bears. What are you doing, my little man? We need a cat for a gentleman, so I can wait and put a dress. Oh, Mr. Pussy, bite that forehead. Oh, no, I know I help you to stay. That's maybe so, but you don't come in.
Hey!
Hey, why did you pass my entire face?
Why did I lose your page?
No,
can I say it with you, see if I learn it? Can I? Samir, will you say it with me and help me learn it?
Sure.
Okay. Six. Oy, oy, oy.
Little
mice sat down to spin. Pussy passed by and she peeped in. What are you doing, my little man? Weaving coats for gentlemen. Shall I come in and cut off your threads? No, Mistress Pussy, you bite off our heads.
No, not.
I'll help you to spin. That may be so, but you don't come in.
Doing what? What is a cat saying that to the mice? Why?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Huh?
Why is a cat saying that to the mice?
Well, I have a theory. My theory is that she's trying to fool the mice and make them think that she wants to help them. But I don't think she really wants to help them. Do you know what I think she wants to do?
Eat them up,
exactly.
Good.
It isn't good because they are good. You're right. They're sitting there spinning weird balls for gentlemen, and along comes this cat, and she wants to just bite off their heads and eat them up. Not good.
Not good.
But do you remember? Wait, your other favorite was
Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, how did that one go? Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. The one be Humpty Dumpty sat in the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great job. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Ooh, you were clever. I thought you were silly, but you're clever. What about, no, I was thinking about another one. What was the blackbird's one? Four and twenty black. Sing the song of six.
Plus
a pocket full of rye. 24
blackbirds
baked in the pie. When the pie was done, and the birds began to sing, wasn't that the dainty dish to set before them? Oh, you're another favorite one, right? The Queen of Hearts. What happened to the Queen?
She yelled out.
Wait, the Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts. All on a summer's day. the knave of hearts.
She stole the house.
She stole the tarts, that's right. And the knave of hearts, or the queen of hearts, she baked some tarts all on the summer's day. The knave of hearts, he stole those tarts and took them clean away. The king of hearts. Now, this one we both forgot, huh?
Both forgot.
Called for the tarts and beat the knave full sore.
Full sore. Why, Bobby?
Why do you think you beat the knave?
I don't know. Oh, that's not fair. I guess it is false.
Is the knave good? So why do you think the knave is good? Well, he stole some tarts. You think we should steal the queen's tarts?
No.
Doesn't sound good to me.
I don't want one.
He wanted only one. So why do you take them all?
No.
You haven't convinced me. I don't know if he's very good.
He's good.
Do you know what it means to beat someone?
No.
No? To smack him.
Why?
Why? Well, the king did that because he was angry at the knave for stealing the tarts. The king wanted to eat them. Now the king sounds a little bit, doesn't sound like a very nice king, right?
Why?
Well, he's beating people up. I mean, you could say, all right, Dave, you're hungry, you want some tarts, I'll share them with you. But no, he just bites right into them, right? Should we look at the scene?
No, we can't.
Okay, I'm helping. I'm tired. I'm not surprised. I've been going since early morning. Okay. Let's see if you can help me. Tell us from here. It was a cold winter's night. And oh, this one's in Spanish, huh? Alright, it was a cold winter's night.
No, it's not Spanish.
It is in Spanish, but Bobby's telling it in English. It was a cold winter's night, and Jiminy Cricket was very cold as he walked through the streets with his worn jacket on. All of a sudden, he saw a window that was all lit up, and he walked towards it. It was the workshop of Geppetto. And Jim looked so warm and comfortable.
What's
that,
Mommy?
What? That little doll is being a conductor, Max. Jesus Christ.
What did you get?
What did?
Why did you say that to Max?
Why did I say that to Max? Because Max is chewing on something he shouldn't be chewing on. Max, not good.
What are you doing?
I know.
Good.
Leave it to Maxie.
No.
Okay. So Jiminy Cricket goes into Geppetto's workshop, and all of a sudden he heard some voices. Come on, Figaro, he said. The only thing we have to do now is paint his face. And he brought in a little puppet. Jiminy Cricket hid so that they wouldn't see him.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he didn't know Geppetto's classroom.
Why, Mommy?
Because he didn't know Geppetto. You don't know if people are nice until you get to know them a little bit, right? No, give me a little time.
I like this place too. What's that, Mommy?
It's a poster of Stromboli. Max, guess what? You just got a one-way invitation to the great outdoors. Here you go.
What is it that I'm supposed to ask my boy?
Why is it a poster Stromboli? Because Stromboli is going to give a beautiful show with puppets and stuff like that. And he wants people to come and see it. And he wants them to pay him money to see it. And then with that money, he can buy himself lots of things, like candy and stuff. Okay. And then go up. Or a tricycle.
Or a book of Pinocchio.
Book of Pinocchio. Yay.
What's
that? It's a candle.
What's he saying?
Oh. Pinocchio. Well, where is he?
In the cage.
In the cage. And who put him there?
Stromboli.
And why?
Because he wanted to go in the house of F.E.F.
That's right. Pinocchio wanted to go back to Geppetto's house. And so Stromboli put him in the cage. It's not the sound of a wolf.
No.
What is it the sound of?
A car.
Of a car? That sounds like any car I ever heard. It's not the car's engine, is it?
No.
What is it? It's honking. You want the horn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I think Fergie's a little scared.
No.
So tell me what this is. What are we going to do with this? You know. Can you talk a little louder because I can't hear you
something?
Why? I can't hear you.
Why?
So whispering, sister.
I'm not going to do that like me.
Do I know how to do that like you? I don't think so.
I don't know how to do that like me.
I don't think I would do that like you. Because I might break the remote control.
I got to have a hit. I think the power is not
going to be. Gently. You have to take that away. Don't. Listen, if we break this remote control, you know what happens. But we can't use that Sesame Street car track. The car won't go. The hole could be broken and it would be such a shame. Because you wake up to it.